Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I heard that in your update, by the way. Normally the Dukes have about as much success as General George McClellan in Richmond, but this time they did pretty well.
You know, with all the talk, and rightfully so, about Pitt's resurgence, Duquesne's really had a nice year.
You know who'd be happy about that? Art Rooney II. His Dukes have put up your Dukes. Yeah, that's probably about all he has to be
happy about. I would have asked him
about
that.
But anyway, the time right now is 6:05, brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. And that's where we start, with Art Rooney II, because something else that you played in your update, Jeff, really struck me. And I'm going to play it again for the sake of just not necessarily effect, but because I want to hear it again. Here's Art Rooney II. Pretty much asked, how did it get to this point with AB, and where are you with Antonio Brown?
I wish I had the answers to that at this point. Unfortunately, Antonio hasn't been willing to communicate really with anybody here since last week in the season, so it's hard to say really what happened. It's disappointing.
So in the year of our Lord 2019, the Steelers have not heard from what could be their most prized employee, some would consider. That's fair to say. They have not heard from him this year. This is not necessarily one of those, well, is Antonio Brown, could it be amended? Can it fences be fixed? And all? He doesn't want to be here. That's clear as day, because the Pavlovian dog whistle goes off and they blow it and the bell rings. And as soon as Art Rooney II says something, then here comes the Twitter
tweets.
Antonio Brown.
The tweets.
He communicates when he wants to communicate. You just can't have him calling the shots. This guy doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh. There's no reason to try to fix it.
I don't know how he can continue to try and spin it as the Steelers are doing him wrong here, too. They're giving him every, just simply by existing and going out in the media and saying, hey, we still haven't heard from him. They're giving him every opportunity to simply pick up a phone. You don't even have to call. Text somebody and say, hey, I'm really sorry about the way this went down. Can I come in? Can we talk? No, instead he tweets, clearly they feel indifferent about me.
The invitation powwow yesterday that Art Rooney II had with selected members of the media, Jeff, that was the most damning thing. Although it wasn't surprising, because I would be surprised if Antonio Brown had reached out and had talked to members of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it was the most damning thing that there still has been zero communication with Antonio Brown. That said, there's nothing to fix because he doesn't want it to be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, the ball is in Antonio's court. And, Antonio's got to – no, he won't realize that he is the employee, not the employer. And he needs to help – he needs to at least come halfway.
I don't understand.
And what I would love to have asked is, have you guys constantly reached out to AB? Did you do it once? Are you just saying, he can call us? I don't know.
I don't understand what about his situation he wants improved to the point where he won't feel like he's quote-unquote disrespected anymore. What does he need from the Pittsburgh Steelers?
They
give him a fat contract. He is the center of this team, other than the quarterback.
What he wants? He wants Juju traded. He wants Juju not to be as part of the
team
marketing
MVP.
Campaign. He wants him to not be the team MVP. He wants to be the man. He wants to be the man to score the touchdowns. He wants to be the man to get all the glory. And he wants to be the only Pittsburgh Steelers showcased on anything that pushes forward the organization. And it just doesn't work that way.
Well, he also wants to operate under Ben Roethlisberger rules. So when Ben left OTAs to spend time with his family, you notice the next day AB was gone and didn't come back to OTAs. Ben gets Wednesdays off. That ticks AB off. Even though Ben's 36 and they're trying to save the throws in his arm where they give him Wednesdays off, it upsets Antonio because Ben doesn't have to practice yet. He does.
You're right. That raises a very good question.
Stop with
the rest of the segment should probably focus around that at 412-928-9370. What demands? What is he holding out for? Not necessarily holding out, but staying away for. What does Antonio Brown, what is he not getting from the Pittsburgh Steelers that's not satisfying him right now?
Because on the field.
Is it just attention?
Because on the field, like, you see any other wide receiver in the world with 100-plus catches and 15 of them are touchdowns, they're going to be ecstatic with their workload, right?
And the paycheck.
Right. There's no reason for him to be threatened by Juju.
Or is it like Brian Billick told us, he thinks he's trying to get a new contract, that he's not happy, he's not making enough money, even though he's going to get $21 million this year. Maybe that is the
Who's
going
to give it
this.
To him? That's the thing.
That's a great question.
Who is going to give him a new contract? Because no one needs to be held at gunpoint right now. Because they don't have to be. They don't need to. They'll let him sit. We just saw a man who was alleged to be the best at his position or does things that no one else can do. And a team told him, okay, then sit.
Yeah.
And he sat all year. And you know what he did? I think he devalued himself. He didn't make himself more money.
Ended his career.
Right, because we saw guys all around the league. Now, it doesn't happen at the receiver position as much, but we saw guys all around the league at the running back position who we had no idea who they were, from Texas A&M Commerce or whatever, run out there and just run the football all over the place. Or guys that were bounced around on practice squads and run the football all over the place. I think teams now realize we got to move forward instead of waiting on people. And that day and age is like done, even with people like Antonio Brown. You're not going to poison what we have going on.
And if you don't like the deal that you have in place now, you should have done a better job a couple years ago when you signed the extension. That's what it boils down to. You sign the extension, you play under the extension until you get to the end of it.
Or maybe these people could all just come out and speak the truth, which is this. Perhaps AB and Ben just hate each other. I mean, maybe that's the root of it. And it's not just one-sided. It's two-sided. And maybe what Ben says on his radio show is pure and utter garbage as it relates to AB. Maybe they ain't friends and good friends. And maybe they don't text all the time. I'm just saying, I don't know this to be the truth, but maybe one of the things is these two men can't stand each other.
Guess what? They don't have to be friends.
Exactly.
One guy's got to throw it. The other guy's got to catch it. That's all it boils down to. One guy's got to run where the other guy thinks he's going to go, and that guy's got to throw the ball to him, and he's got to score touchdowns when he catches it. They don't have to be buddies.
I do know this, that he really loved AB, loved Ben Roethlisberger when Landry Jones was the starting quarterback.
Oh, you're right about that. All right, we get down to this, the circus impact. You know, I will say this, I am kind of tired of people trying to draw a direct correlation to Mr. Rooney, that being Dan Rooney, dying and the circus starting up, because there were a lot of things that happened before while Mr. Rooney was alive. But we do talk about that and the circus aspect of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it totally out of hand? We get into that. Brian's in Swickley. Brian's on the Fan. Hey, Brian, do the Steelers have a culture problem?
No, my one man's opinion. If you take Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, okay, they were different. So I don't think so, because Mike Tomlin, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. He's been Mike Tomlin. This has happened with Santonio Holmes. This has happened before with Jerome Bettis under Bill Cowher, that they kept quiet about him and a girl at training camp Latrobe. Every team has problems. The more money, more problems. Mike Tomlin is not going to change, folks. He's going to be Mike Tomlin, and this is the way he coaches. And if you want to change the culture, change the coach.
I'll tell you this. One of the biggest problems with the Steelers' culture, so to speak, are the fans. And in so much as this, for generations, a long time, fans in this town, and maybe I'm guilty of this or have been guilty of this in the past, haven't realized that the Steelers don't operate any differently in a lot of ways, especially player-wise, the players' behavior-wise. They don't operate any differently than most other teams in the NFL. You just think there's some Steeler way, or you think that they are different. It's like Notre Dame, right? Because Notre Dame football wears nice suits and wears blue blazers and has nice pressed white shirts and wears shirt and ties to games and always has. That you think they're different than the dudes that walk off the bus and look like dudes that play for Clemson.
Yeah, and
they're not different. They just give you the impression that they are.
There is no Steeler way. When I talk about culture of this team in particular, it's not about the vaporization that some people believe in of some sort of mythical Steeler way. as you pointed out, and I agree with you, Colin, that this team has always had issues. Go back to the 70s. We talked about it all the time. They've always had issues with guys. They've always been able to get past them, right? I don't know, though, if I've ever felt a me-first kind of culture around some of the players as I've felt over the last year and a half.
And I'll tell you this. It's because that's just the lay of the NFL land outside
right.
of Boston.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere yeah. but Boston. It's just the Steelers keeping up with the Joneses in some regard. I'm not saying in a good way.
No, I know what you mean.
I'm just saying that's how everybody else operates.
It's in Boston, too. Gronk, you don't think Gronk is a me-first guy?
I tell you this, though. Here's the difference with Boston. None of it hits social media. None of it is first-person transported to the fans,
and
you're gone.
And you know why it works? Because they've been in 8 straight AFC title games. And if you look at Tom Coughlin, Coughlin did similar things. And once you lose, that stuff goes away.
And as much as the Steelers have tried to chase the Patriots over the last 15 years, that's the one place they've never been on par with them in regards to, is player action away from the field.
That's Mo Money, Mo Problems to you, by the way.
Yes, the great poet Christopher Wallace.
412-928-9370. Paul, he's in the car. Paul's on the fan. Hi, Paul.
Morning. I find it very
rich
that we're talking about culture problems on this team. I called in about a year ago or whenever it was, and I brought this subject up, and you, Colin, Josh, and Jim Colony might as well have told me I had a white hood over top of my head, and I'll never forget it. You mocked me for several segments past my call.
Well, I don't remember that. Now you're getting into racial connotations, but go ahead. What does a white hood over your head mean?
I find it funny that now it's okay that we're talking about a cultural problem when there have been more and more problems.
No, Paul, see, I don't think they have a cultural problem. And First of all, it's culture.
That word certainly is being used an awful lot.
Do you want to know why, Paul? Because it was a question asked of Mr. Rooney yesterday, not by one of us. We're reacting to a question asked by Bob Pompiani. Is that okay?
Long before yesterday's press conference with Mr. Rooney,
mm-hmm.
lots of people, including on this station,
not on this show.
Using... Oh, come on, Colin.
Well, not on
come
this
on,
show.
You're not... Okay, all right.
I'm telling you that, and do you know what the stance is from me at least? And I'm not speaking to Chris or speaking for Chris or for Jeff today. The stance to me is the culture problem, so to speak, and that's the way to phrase it because that's how it was phrased by Bob. It veins through Antonio Brown largely. 90% of the Steelers' problems, if not more, at some point vein through Antonio Brown. And once they eradicate that problem, I think a lot of this problem will be gone.
Well, that's fine, but
like
again,
if you want to talk about race, call Anthony in Oakland because I'm not interested this morning.
No, I'm not talking about race. I'm not talking about race.
Well,
then what are you talking about,
Paul? Right, because you started off with a white hood context, which to me symbolizes something really ugly.
The Steelers' culture inside that building has nothing to do with race whatsoever. It has to do with, just like I said a couple minutes ago, a me-first problem. And as you pointed out, Colin, it exists around the league, and it has metastasized itself around Antonio Brown here in Pittsburgh.
One thing that I think that Mike Tomlin could do a lot better at in this culture problem is blasting Ben publicly. He has no problem blasting a lot of people. All he ever says is stock answer. I'm not going to talk about what Ben says on his radio show. Everybody but Ben hates Ben's radio show. We love it, right? I mean, I've said this a million times. It's great. It gets big ratings. Everybody listens. People write stories about it. Mike Tomlin has never blasted Ben about it. Like, if someone else... He has no problem blasting some players.
He's had a couple little passive-aggressive shots here and there. Like, well, I'm not going to comment on what Ben says on his radio show.
Correct.
But that's it.
If he really didn't like Ben's radio show, and he doesn't, he can't stand it, I think he should show more leadership and be more vociferous about negating or countering things that Ben says on his radio show.
Yeah, but isn't that feeding into it if you're Tomlin?
To some degree it is, but Tomlin's the boss.
Well, he's not, though. And see, that's part of the issue here.
Ben has more power.
Well, everybody blames Tomlin for all of this. How does he let all this go? You know what? Tomlin's got a boss that he's got to talk to. if Art comes down and says, "Hey, we're gonna stop this stuff now," because players will think, "I don't have to listen to Tom, and I'll just go to Art." I mean, Art is very much a part of this issue that's happening with discipline in that locker room.
Well, the Steelers are in shambles. Like, there's no, and I won't back off of that. The Steelers are in shambles, but it's largely because of 84, because they are forced to coddle this guy because he scores touchdowns, and now he doesn't communicate with them. He is the hub of the wheel for all of the problems. They're in shambles because of one man.
And
because he's so damn good.
And I'll be really interested to see, once he's gone, if they still don't have some drama circulating around this team.
Oh, I love it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.